Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rockin' all week with you.
Oh, that's right. We're right here at Chuck Bass's Gallery, and it is time for the Back to School Bash. That's right. Coming up, not this weekend, but the following Saturday. I believe that's August 11th. And today in studio with me, I have Miss Edith Childs. How are you doing today, Edith?
I'm doing great, Anne. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. And I also have Portia Williams here with the Women of Ambition. Are you still being ambitious there, Portia?
Yes, ma'am. Ambitious as ever.
Okay, that's good. And Reese Talbert, how are you doing today?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, we're going to be talking about what's going to be happening. You know, this event just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, Edith. How long ago did you start this?
Probably about 20-plus years.
20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still bashing school.
I'm still bashing school, Anne. I'm still bashing school.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about before we came on the air, you know, they have these lists that they get for back to school. Now, how much does it cost to send a child back to school these days?
When you're talking about supplies,
right,
and that would depend what grade your child is in, you start anywhere from $100 up just for supplies.
And that's for the whole school year?
No. No. I mean, that's a start with most of the items that they really need, but you still have to replenish those items, you know, during the school year. So it's more than $100.
Absolutely. You know, part of the problem is, you know, the economy. And the people working or not being able to work. And this is a really, really, really tough and very stressful time for parents, I think.
Oh, it is. And that's why we see it important to give some supplies to help the parents out and also to help the students, that when they go to school that first day, that they have some supplies.
You know, I think one of the things that is an issue is that you want that child to be proud when they go back to school. And they don't want to be feeling, I don't have a pencil or I don't have this type of thing, correct?
Exactly. And we have those things available. We give them the necessities, a pencil, a pen, paper.
Paper.
So we do give them those things, but we give them a little bit more than that. But those are the basic things that they do need when they go back to school on August 20th.
Absolutely. Now, Portia, I understand the Women of Ambition and a whole lot of other women are gotten involved here, and you're going to be working on the backpacks. You know, a backpack, you can't hardly go to school without a backpack, can
exactly.
you, Portia?
No, you have to have something to put all your supplies in. So this year, we decided to look into getting the kids, like, the little drawstring backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, the big, heavy-duty major time book bag. It's just, you know, something simple that they able to have their supplies in. And if they don't have a book bag at the beginning of the school year, they have something.
Sure. Now, how many people are we looking, or how many children are we looking at supplying this year? What's the plan for how many children?
Last year it was 600, but this year, because there's more people involved in helping, we're bumping it to 700 to, you know, cover if we have more come out this year.
700 children. Mm-hmm. How many children are there? And these are for what basic, what age group?
From kindergarten through high school.
Through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But I know probably the younger ones are the ones that really, that you maybe concentrate a little more on, or?
Well, most of those children will come with their grandmamas and their mamas and aunts and whomever. But we have a lot of middle school and high school children that come, too. And when you're talking about the little backpack,
yeah,
I trust you. We won't have anything left.
You won't have anything
we
left.
We won't have anything left.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is, but it's true.
You know, Edith, you've been doing this kind of stuff for so, so long. I mean, you have to look back over the years and wonder how you made it in the past with the numbers that keep increasing as the years go by.
Well, we started off small, and as people began to see that we was out there to make a difference and that we weren't going to stop, so every year we would pick up another group. And another group. So now we're at 15 or 20 groups that are helping this year. And that's what's exciting, that you have all these people that want to help now, because they see we're not going to stop. So you all need to come on, help us to make a difference in the lives of children. And there's no particular child, every child, any child that comes on the level, mm-hmm. we don't care where they're from, what they look like, and who they are. We're going to serve them until we're out. Now, we're out now. We can't serve you. But when we get finished that 700, we're done. But you're welcome to come.
Now, you're going to, this starts actually at 10 o'clock
at
in the 10 morning.
O'clock, uh-huh.
And it goes for 4 hours till 2 o'clock. It's going to be at the Emma Gaskin Magnolia Park, and it is on the 11th. So that mm-hmm. is a week from this Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, if somebody wants to get involved and help out, what should they do?
Well, they should give us a call.
Okay.
That receipt numbers on there,
mm-hmm.
Portia's numbers on there, my numbers on there, Rico Case's numbers on there, Wanda Moore's numbers on there. So all the numbers are on the list.
On the list.
So they
yeah.
can call. They can call any one of us.
Probably we should give out a number or two right here on the air, though.
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay. Should we give out your number?
The three numbers.
The three numbers.
The three
okay.
numbers.
Edith, 227-9511. That's 227-9511. And she'd really rather you call Portia at 344-5054 or Reese Albert over here, 993-3250. I did speak it to
you. Yes, yes, yes. Trust me, you did, Ann.
I know. I've been killed with it for 50 years now. So, Reese Albert, 993-3250. Portia, 344-5054. And there are others that are involved, but since y'all are sitting here today. Now, Risa, what is your part in this whole program? You actually work at the Cancer Center, is that right? The new
yes,
Cancer Center?
I do.
And what exactly do you do there?
I'm a radiation therapist. I actually give the cancer patients their radiation treatments. And I see them every day, anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks.
Right. I've been to the cancer. In fact, a cancer center, I did a live on-air remote from over there. And, you know, one of the most interesting things over there at the cancer center, of course, is when they get to ring the bell.
Oh, yeah. We love it. We love it.
Yeah.
It is a very happy occasion for them and for us because of the fact that, you know, it's challenging. They have to come day in and day out. It's almost like a job for some of them. But just to see the end and to get to ring that bell is very, it's a joyous occasion for everybody.
Absolutely. And cancer affects so many people, and mm-hmm. we have so many treatments and so many varieties and combos of things
right.
that it really has changed from what it was just mm-hmm. really 5 years ago.
It has.
It has.
Right.
Now, the Cancer Center is huge over there. Of course, mm-hmm. that's itself regional, and if you haven't seen it, you need to get
go
over there and see
it.
Yeah, it's quite a center, and I know that now that y'all have settled in, I actually was there just as y'all had been moving in and doing stuff.
I remember.
Yeah, so it was it's a neat, neat place to visit, one that you wish that you didn't have to,
mm-hmm.
but if you do,
right.
we've got great facilities
exactly.
here.
Well,
exactly.
Thank you.
So I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. You know, I believe not only will they be handing out supplies and everything, but they got a lot of activities going on.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about that. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
We're back here at Sharp Passage Gallery. It is, it's Monday afternoon, another week. It is the next to the last day of the month. Can you believe it, folks? My goodness, it certainly has been a change. The time is just flying by.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, right now outside, though, 91 degrees, feels like 94. And we have sunny, too, maybe a few clouds up there, so I just did want to apprise you what we're looking for. Tonight we may get a stray thunderstorm and low of 70 degrees and light and variable winds. Tomorrow, variable clouds with some thunderstorms, especially in the afternoons. And we are looking at a high of 86, so chance of rain 40% tomorrow. But we are talking about the Greenwood Back to School Bash. This is another Edith Child started event. There you go. She keeps trying to pass it off, pass the torch here with the Olympic events. She keeps trying to pass the torch, and she keeps getting pulled back in. Would I be correct in that?
Yeah. I promise you, Ann, I'm trying.
Yes.
I'm trying. Now, the class, Greenwood High School class of 1978, have agreed that they would ship in and move forward. So, we're still trying.
Are you praying about this?
I'm praying. I ain't lying to you. I'm not lying to you, Ann. I'm praying about that for sure. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, it takes so much to get these kids ready, and the supplies, and so many people needing help here. 700 kids, though, what a goal to be able to provide. I mean, that is a lot. Now, how, if somebody wants to get involved and help out, how do they help out? I mean, if somebody can just buy a few things, can they just contribute them, or what exactly are you looking for, Edith?
Well, what we want them to do, actually, is to purchase something to bring to us. We don't want your money. We just want your supplies that you can benefit us with. They can just bring them to us, or they can call us, and we will come pick them up. We're going to do our packing on August the 9th, and we're going to meet at Tabernacle at 6 o'clock to do our packing.
That's going to be quite an undertaking right there, isn't it, Portia?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, who's all in charge of doing all this packing?
Well, everybody that's participating is aware of the date and the time that we meet at Tabernacle, and it's like an assembly line. We just like a little bunch of workers lined up at your station, packing and sending down the line till everything is gone.
Absolutely. But now, do we have any motorcycle groups helping out on this?
Yes,
yes.
We do.
Yeah? Who's helping out?
We have three motorcycle groups, actually. We have Black Cats Motorcycle Club, we have Bikers United, and we have Wheels of Thunder. And also this year we have more social clubs that are participating as well. We have my group, which is Women of Ambition. We have Classy Cats, Total Package, Candy Girls, TNT Dolls, Not Your Average Ladies, Divine Purpose, and Unique Jewels, just to name a few. If I missed anybody, please blame my mind and not my heart. I do apologize.
Okay. What was that, Classy Cats? I kind of like the name of that one.
I love to hear them meow.
Yes. And it's with a K and not with a C.
Oh, Venus, went on to me. All right. Well, we're having fun here this afternoon. I hope if you have a question or a comment, you'll give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Now, not only, let's see, this starts at 10 o'clock. Is there any food at this event? That's always
yes.
a big question.
Yes.
And
yes.
what are we going to have?
We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have chips, cookies, punch, and water.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So when does the food start?
We're going to start about 11:30.
About 11:30.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else is going on? Reese, what can you tell us about what's going on? What's your part in this?
Talk about the
yam. Okay.
Actually, I am with the Piedmont Conference Young Adult Ministry for the AME Church. I am actually one of the coordinators for the conference. And years ago, me and my mom started by donating supplies to Miss Edith, but last year I wanted to do a little bit more in getting the young adults to participate, so I sent emails out, went out on a limb, sent emails out, and they were wonderful. They sent supplies, and last year we donated crayons and hand sanitizer, and they went above and beyond. And they also came out and helped to get the children organized and hand out backpacks and book bags. And we normally try to help Miss Edith with whatever we can. And we also got Sons of Allen, which is also an organization for the African Methodist Episcopal Church. We got them out to get involved also, and they donated folders for the cause. So just trying to get the ministries of the AME Church in gear to move forward and make a difference in the community.
Sure. You know, if we don't get our kids on board at an early age, mm-hmm. what do they say? By second or third grade, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost too late.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So we need these young ones. We need them to be able to read. Probably one of the most important things to do is to learn to read.
Exactly.
So
right.
What other kinds of things are you going to have? Singing, games, what you got planned here for this event?
Well, we have all kind of activities for the children. Melissa will be there with inflatables, and there will be someone there manning those. And what we've done this year, and thanks to Portia for her wisdom, we're going to have little stations.
Mm-hmm.
And the first station will be kindergarten through second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making preparations for 150 of those children.
Mm-hmm.
Our next station will be our third, fourth, and fifth grade. That'll be our second station, another 150. And then we'll move to our middle school, sixth grade through eighth grade, and 200 for them. Then we'll move to our high school, which will be our ninth grade through our 12th grade, and that will be the other 200. So we're just looking forward to all the activities and more people participating, and we just want to make a difference in lives of people, as always.
Now, I think you told me earlier that you're going to have some praise bands out there. You're going to have some steppers, and you're going to have all this kind of stuff going
on. Yes, yes, yes. So if there are groups that would like to participate, just let one of us know. We need to have your own program. We want you there, and especially our young people, because it's geared to them. So we want them to be there to participate on the program.
That's right. Back to school. Back to school is, of course, the date they go back to school is August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of time. Of course, coming up this weekend, I believe it's tax-free weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be out there buying a few things, it'd be a great opportunity to pick
mm-hmm.
up a few extra because you're not going to have to pay taxes on it,
exactly.
Sales tax on it. You pay. Believe me, you pay. But you won't be paying sales tax this weekend.
But also, Ann, we will have the closing ministry from Mars Chapel. And what they do, they get clothing that are given, donated to them. The clothes are clean, ready for the children to go back to school. They have shoes, jackets. They have all kinds of items that will benefit parents who may be struggling a little bit now. And last year, everything they had, it was gone. And the parents have to come with the children now because you know what size your child has. So come early because we start at 10 o'clock, and sometime at 12 o'clock there's no clothing left. So if you want the better clothes, you need to come early for those.
I think you had told me in the past, too, you want the children to come if they need to try them on because, you know, you try to get something
exactly.
for everybody. Is
exactly.
that right?
Exactly.
So, yes, that's the ice cream truck going by. There's no ice cream here in the studio. Sorry. Portia was looking longingly at the truck out the window here. All right, but it is almost time for South Carolina news and then a word from our sponsors, but it's coming up August 11th, that's a week from this Saturday, 10 to 2 o'clock at the Emma Gaskin Magnolia Park. Not only are they going to be doing all this with the back-to-school bash, you're going to have the bookmobile there from
mm-hmm.
the library
mm-hmm.
and other things that we're going to be talking about when we come back. So if you've got a question or a comment, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We even have a plan if it rains. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Happy days, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days.
That's right. Gallery, we're talking about getting these kids back in school where they need to be, making sure they have all the things that they need to be there at school.
Yes.
Coming up in the back-to-school bash, this has been going on for, gosh, almost, what, 30, 20, at least 20 years?
Probably close to 30.
Close to 30.
Mm-hmm.
You said you used to do a program called Save the Children.
Save Our Children.
Save Our
mm-hmm.
Children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's become the back-to-school bash. Now, Crime Stoppers is involved in this, and that's a really, really good thing. And, of course, Crime Stoppers is another thing that you had a hand in, too, didn't you, Edith?
Yes, and.
You know, for doing things for the community, Edith, you certainly have grabbed in there and got the job done.
Well, you just have to do what you have to do, Ann. And how I got involved with that, there were seniors in District 1 who were afraid to go outside after the sun goes down. And I thought, that just shouldn't be,
right.
You know. And so I decided, let me see what we can do about this. Because I just don't think anyone need to be afraid to go outside their house, regardless of the situation. So I met with, at that time, with Sam Riley
mm-hmm.
and Gerald Brooks. And we had a large meeting.
A large
hours. And they were telling me why we shouldn't
mm-hmm.
have it, and I was telling them why we should have it. And when we left, about 2.5 hours later...
You had succeeded?
That's right.
Well, it's a good thing, because it's the one place that you can call and nobody's going to know...
Exactly.
...who called.
Exactly.
And you can make a tip there, and that is so, so important. I mean... With all the stuff going on
exactly.
out there, from drugs to crimes to sex and all this kind
exactly.
of stuff, these things need to be able to be alerted, and we need our children not to be afraid.
Exactly, exactly.
So I think that's great.
So they have that information in their little package also, refrigerator magnets and pencils with the Crime Stoppers number on there.
Absolutely. So that was a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also were telling me, this is for all children, right?
Yes.
All children.
All children.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. There's no color line here. We're blind, so it's open for everyone in this community.
So if you are in need of supplies, please come out on August the 11th from 10 to 2. On the other hand, if you could help out with getting some supplies to
exactly.
help those that need some supplies, that would be a really, really big thing. They're working really, really hard to make sure. They're going to try to take care of 700 students. That
exactly.
is a lot.
Exactly.
You know, if you just say that each child needs $100 in supplies,
mm-hmm.
at 700, if you're going to be able to send them back with the basics,
mm-hmm.
you're raising over $7,000.
Well, we don't know about how much we're raising, but
we're
going to send them back.
Supply,
you know,
we know when you think of all the supplies and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly.
And then you're providing them with lunch out there.
Exactly.
This is a phenomenal experience. And everybody that, you know, if you live in that area, if you're close to that area, if you want to come over from another
exactly.
town, I understand you did it up in Ware Shoals a couple of years. So people
yes.
in Ware Shoals can even come on
exactly.
down, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it is a big event, and the early worm gets the best deals there.
Exactly. Exactly. And now when we're out, 700, we're just out. So it's not like we're going to sit there and wait for you to stop by between 12 and 2. Look, we start at 10 o'clock, and we're going to give those bags out right after they eat lunch. They're going to eat lunch at 11:30. By 12:30, we're going to hand the bags out.
Sure.
And so if you're not there,
you're going to miss out.
You'll miss out.
That's right. So why worry about this one? And not only that, there will be some closed there. You were
exactly.
telling about that earlier.
Yes. The Mars Chapel Closing Ministry will be there, and they'll be down on the far end of the park, and they will have clothing clean and ready for you to take home for your children. But now, parents, you have to come with your children, and they may need to try on the pants or the shoes or whatever so you don't take something home that you can't use. So it's all free. You don't have to pay anything. Just come to get what you can use for your children.
Now, what if somebody is sitting there and saying, you know, I've got perfectly good clothes. They outgrew them between
mm-hmm.
last year and this year. That happens so many times with the kids. What can they do? Is there a person or a group they could call?
Yes. You need to call Ms. Boozer, Emma Boozer, at 388-0644. She's the coordinator. Or you can call her assistant, who is Maddie Fulton, at 227-6244. And they'll be glad to meet you there at the center. Or, again, we will pick them up. You just have them ready. Tell us where you are, and we will come get them.
You know, that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal that is happening. I can't be more impressed. But sometimes people, you know, kids outgrow clothes so fast.
They
wore them last year, and then
exactly.
They go to try them on this year, and they are too small,
too
small. Short.
Exactly.
That's a good thing that... Yeah. exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So if you're in need of a little clothing help, this will at least get you started.
Exactly.
And take a little of that pressure off to putting the kids back in school. Now, Reese, you have this ministry that you are working with. Anything else that you're going to be doing with this? Are you going to help pack up all this stuff?
Yes, ma'am. I will be right there on Thursday night. Last year was actually the first time I helped with the packing. And it was unbelievable, and we got it done so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like they say, it's an assembly line,
mm-hmm.
and we got it done in, what, an hour
about
and a half?
Hour and a half.
And, you know, just to be able, then you've got to move it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
That's a big, I would
mm-hmm.
think, when you get all these
mm-hmm.
boxes and everything packed up, you got to move it. Now, how does it all get moved there, Portia?
Well, that's when the motorcycle clubs come in hand. we have our Bikers United Motorcycle Club. They have a trailer, usually what they use to load their bikes in.
Mm-hmm.
They come out, have it ready, have the ramp down. Once those bags are done, we load it all in there. They meet us Saturday morning where we're going to be at, and we unload it for our station. So everybody's participation in it is a blessing and a great help.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be able to do this without everybody chipping in.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a blessing.
Now, how did you get involved in this portion?
Well, being
arm twisted or something.
No, being ambitious. Me and my ladies, we've always heard about Miss Edith and everything that she does. And I don't know if she remembers, we were actually volunteering at the soup kitchen for, I believe, Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And she was at the back with the Brotherhood, and they were frying up some fish. And I just took it upon myself to just go back there and introduce myself and tell her, hey, whatever you're doing, whenever you need a hand, let us know. We're on board.
She said your telephone number is?
Yep. Look, she told me all right now, because there's always work to do. You know her very well, so she was like, well, you know what? I got plenty to do now. We going to get it done.
All right. Well, this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Greenwood Back to School Bash, a huge, huge, huge event. Over 700 kids will be served out of this. If you can help out in any way, they certainly could use your help. I'll give Portia's number out, 344-5054. That's 344-5054. Risa is 993-3250. If you have bought some extra school supplies, if you plan to be out buying this weekend, if you could pick up some extra school supplies, we're looking for all the basics that all kids need. That would be a big, big help. Clothing, if you've got extra clothing
mm-hmm.
that the kids aren't going to be able to wear, call either one of them. They'll give you the number to be able to talk to the people that are having that part of it. So this is a big pull together of the community to make sure that our kids have what's needed to go back to school. God bless each and every one of them that are working on this, because these kids need help, particularly in this economic situation.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly is a help. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you right now. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be back. Any questions, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Hey, if you got a gold question, though, you can always call us here at Sharp Facets, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Back here to Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, you know what? We have the Greenwood Back to School Bash going on, coming up August 11th. It's been going on for 20-some years. This year, they're looking for about 700 children that are going to be taken care of with basic supplies, a simple book bag. And if you can help out in any way, they would love to have you help out. Now, let's see. We'll give Edith's number. If you want to call Edith, 227-9511. That's 227-9511. In all fairness, I do need to give your number out a couple of times anyways, Edith. You know, the beauty of this is, though, if you need somebody to pick the stuff up, they will pick up for you. So, you know, for a lot of people, sometimes it's real difficult to get out. They're not really looking for money. They're looking for supplies. I know one year I was charged with getting tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was charged with getting tape. And if you are thinking about you'd like to help out, if there's an item you don't know really what to get, you can always give them a call and they'll give you a mission.
Dear.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That's right. So don't hesitate to do that. But it is tax-free weekend this weekend. If you're going to be out there buying stuff for your own kids and you can spend, geez, just $5 would make a difference, wouldn't it, Edith?
It would. Yeah. It would.
So that's what we're looking for here is your help for the Greenwood Back to School Bash. It is going on a week from this Saturday at the Emma Gaskin Magnolia Park. That's Emma Gaskin. That's really right over there by the downtown post office.
Mm-hmm.
And a great place to be. Now, you were telling me you're even going to have the mayor of Calhoun Falls coming over.
Yes. he's a new mayor, and his name is Ty Galloway, and he's young. So I said, well, Ty, come on over and say welcome to our young people and just encourage them for a few minutes. And he said he would. So I'm going to check with him to be sure that he's going to do that.
Now, you also have a keynote speaker here at this. Who's, is it going to be boring?
No. it's Gene Woods, the counselor up at the Wareshoes Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wonderful. And trust me, he will keep your mind focused. Not a boring moment from Gene Woods. He is really good. I used to work with him at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, he's gone on and finished school, and he's a counselor. And he's not boring at all. So come on out and help us celebrate the Back to School Bash and just say something that could be encouraging to our young people.
Well, you know, I think the most important thing is to get them out there and get them focused on day one, right?
Exactly.
Day one.
Exactly.
And try to create that enthusiasm. Now, you also were telling me the bookmobile is going to be there. What else is going to be
the
there?
Bookmobile is going to be there from Greenwood County Library with Deb and those and Shannon. And also, we're going to have some free haircuts, and we're working on some free hairdos. Now, let me remind you. They're not all this fancy stuff that you normally get. It's just a regular haircut, a regular hairdo. All that fancy stuff that you want, you have to go on Monday where you can pay for that now.
Right.
So we do have some people that are going to do some free haircuts for us.
I know that was last year. That was the first year you had that,
yes.
And that was real popular.
Yes, yes.
And if anybody would like to help out with the haircuts,
just give us a call so we can get a space for you. And we're not going to ask you to stay all day, 10 until 12. And then if you want to do it at your place of business, then that's fine. Let us know, and you can tell us how many, and we'll have a ticket or a coupon or something to give them. Or either we'll call you and give you their names for them to come to your business to get their haircut.
Sure.
We do want them to have a haircut before they go back to school. So if you all can help us out, let us know.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing. If you say, I can't be there, but I could do 5 haircuts.
Exactly.
You know, anything
exactly.
is a help. You know, sometimes
exactly.
I think people think, well, I've got to commit to, you're doing 700, I got to commit to 50
Mm-mm.
or so.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No, what do you think about that, Reese? I mean, whatever number somebody can donate.
Right. I mean, even if you can help one child, that makes a difference.
It does.
And if you can't come out, like you said, you know, just we'll get it arranged to where we can get that child to your shop. I mean, it's a win-win situation for both,
for you to get your business out and for you to make a difference in a child's life.
Now, I need to ask you a question, though. Are you going to be picking out the kids that need them the worst, and who judges that?
No.
What happens?
Look, these mamas will come, and they will let you know when they get there. And they know to get in line, and I tell them up front, don't come with all this fancy stuff. If you want something fancy, then you go money where you can pay for it.
Right.
This is free. You just came for a haircut, and that's what you're going to get today.
Right.
So, mamas, you go down there with your child to get a haircut.
Absolutely, you know. And they certainly could say. Certainly the people, the different hair, because I know you had a lot more show up, and particularly
exactly.
after we talked about this
exactly.
on the air.
Exactly.
And they would say they could do five or three or whatever they could do.
Yeah, but let me share something with you. We had the free haircuts at our Easter dinner, and I got this email from this lady. She said, "Miss Child, you don't know how I was blessed." She said, "I had no money. I had a little money, but all we had was just enough for food. And my child needed a haircut. And he had said to her that day, 'Mama, my hair need to be cut.' And she brought him over to Brewer, and she was the first in line. And she just emailed me just to say thank you."
That's nice.
You know, and I thought that was really nice of her.
That was
she didn't have to do that, you know. A lot of people don't say anything, you know. But
are you having a class in manners then?
I need to have that.
You do?
No, I'm
serious.
Ricky,
don't you think that manners is really
important?
It is.
Yeah.
To just say thank you. You know, I've always taught my children and grandchildren, say thank you.
Right.
Please and thank you. And when someone gives you something, say thank you.
Yeah. It's like I love the commercial that's on TV where they're, may I have another bowl? You know, may I please have another bowl? And he's standing there going, "What? You're giving him another bowl?" He did say please and thank you.
Yeah.
Good stuff, sure enough.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But makes a difference. A lot of people go to a lot of effort to pull this together.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you heard a few thank yous, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Absolutely.
It would be.
So if you can participate and help out by getting them some supplies that they need, that would be good. If you have a question, something you want to ask, Risa is here. She's very involved in it, 993-3250. That's 993-3250. Portia is here with us right now, 344-5054. That's 344-5054. And if you, even as a business, can contribute and get your employees together to do something, you really have 2 weeks. That's the good thing. That's why
exactly.
doing it today is a good thing. I'm going to be talking about it on the air. So if you can contribute, please do. You know, it is coming up on tax-free weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 6% savings here, folks. So maybe you can take a little extra money and put that towards that. They'd appreciate it. They're willing to come pick it up. You don't even have to deliver it. They will pick it up.
Exactly.
Hairdressers out there, if you could contribute just a couple or one haircut, that would make a difference for those kids that really need it. You know, we talk about today bullying and all the things that happen out there. You try to send your children off with their best foot forward.
Exactly.
They've got to have that. They've got to have at least a clean, presentable image to survive in today's world.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
the thing I think about the world today, it's so much tougher than it was when we were growing up. I think. I mean, I can't believe that the world was as mean as it is today.
Mm-mm.
What do you think, Edith?
Well, I think we still had those folk out there, but they would kind of whisper.
Okay.
They would kind of whisper behind your back, but now these children just say things to your face, you know, and it is tough for children.
Right.
You know, and it shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Absolutely.
You know.
So let's help our kids out any way we can, get them a good start so they can become taxpayers.
Yes.
And support us in our old age.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. You know, Edith, it's always a joy to see you right here on Meet Me at the Diner. Thanks for coming out today.
You're welcome, Ann.
And it's good to see you. And, of course, Portia with the Women of Ambition. That's right. 344-5054. That's 344-5054. Thank you for coming out today.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
And Risa. Talbert, thank you for coming out today and being part of our discussion today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Now, her number is 993-3250. That's 993-3250. Edith, 227-9511. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for me for today. That's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening. Give them a call. Help out on the Back to School Bash right here at the Emma Gaskin Magnolia Park, August 11th, a week from this Saturday, 10 to 2. Bye-bye, everybody.